This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Officials in western Germany say heavy rain and severe flooding has killed at least 80 people, while more than 1,000 people are missing. A German Weather Service spokesman said some areas have not seen this much rainfall in 100 years. Recent storms across parts of western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash flooding. Rescue operations were hampered by the fact that phone and internet connections were down in part of the region. Officials say the flooding also disrupted rail lines and shipping on the Rhine River. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, here in the U.S. for meetings with President Joe Biden, said in a statement she was shocked by the extent of the damage and loss of life and expressed her sympathies to the families of those killed or missing. President Biden said Thursday that Washington would review whether it could help restore the internet in Cuba, which has suffered blackouts since protests erupted last weekend. A number of U.S. lawmakers have urged the president in recent days to address connectivity issues on the island, as protests over food and medicine shortages have rocked Havana, leaving at least one person dead and hundreds arrested. Cuba's president and other officials have blamed the unrest on social media postings by Cuban Americans and the U.S. government's decades-long embargo on Cuba. Sanctions and restrictions imposed by former President Donald Trump and a drop in tourism related to the pandemic have put extra pressure on the Cuban economy in recent years. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Some of the Colombian nationals detained by the Haitian National Police in connection with the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse took part in U.S. military training and education programs. A Pentagon spokesperson confirmed in a statement emailed to VOA. According to the Pentagon, the Defense Department trains thousands of military people from South America, Central America, and the Caribbean each year. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles said police have arrested 18 Colombians in connection with the assassination. President Trump on Thursday said that he was not open to U.S. military involvement in the country, but that he would send troops to fortify the U.S. embassy in Haiti. Moïse was shot and killed at his residence outside Port-au-Prince on July 7th. His wife injured in the attack and now recovering from surgery at a Miami hospital. The interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph told reporters he has spoken to the First Lady multiple times and that she is doing well. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will join leaders from Japan, Russia, in a virtual gathering to discuss strategies to help economies rebound from a resurgent COVID-19 pandemic. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern will chair the special leaders meeting later today of the 21-member Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. But the pandemic and vaccine diplomacy have proved to be divisive issues among members of a forum that says its primary goal is to support sustainable economic growth and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region. Biden plans to use the virtual APEC retreat to talk to leaders about his administration's efforts to serve as an arsenal of vaccines to the world in the battle against COVID-19 pandemic and how members of the alliance can collaborate to bolster the global economy. The U.S. government said Thursday will begin offering up to $10 million for information to identify or locate malicious cyber actors working on behalf of a foreign government that are trying to cripple the internet operations of American businesses and infrastructure. The U.S. says about $350 million in ransom was paid to malicious cyber actors last year, more than a 300% increase from the previous year. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.